If you had to narrow down your argument against evolution, Matt, what would it be? Like, what would be the one thing that you would say to Jackson that this is the reason why I think evolution is fake?
Yeah, I think what puts the nail in the coffin is the fact that we've made recent discoveries, such as with the dinosaur fossils, and in these fossils still contains gelatin and tissue that is not fossilized, which means that this would have had to die recent in history. And any scientist, I don't care who it is, and I'm not trying to appeal to authority, but I'm saying, look, any scientist, if we want to base it off what scientists say, will say, hey, this had to have been recent history. You know, if there's no other logical explanation than that the fact that this had to have been recent history that these dinosaurs had passed on.
They find these tiny microns of soft tissue. Yes, that is not, it's not permineralized like fossils usually are. These tiny, teeny tiny bits of soft tissue are found when they are preserved in basically areas where they're not exposed to like open air, they're not exposed to microbes. And so when they're in these tiny pockets where temperature's not affecting them or soil acidity or anything like that, the question basically becomes, why should we expect them to break down?
I agree. If air is not, if something is not exposed to air at all, obviously it's just gonna remain in the state it's in. You know, if there is zero exposure, I totally agree on that. But here's the thing, land, I mean, we say that, oh yeah, the dinosaurs, they died out millions and millions of years ago. But here's the thing, if that's true, the land mass is constantly changing due to all the floods that we have, due to all the, you know, I mean, all the great stuff. You know, they say the Great Canyon was caused by, you know, water raining on the rocks from like all these floods, and even just a local flood. The earth at some point had to have been hit by a tornado. I mean, just at a point. If
So,
you take enough time, you have millions and millions of years, at some point that stuff would have become exposed. And that's a fact. I mean, there's no getting around just based on the flood itself too. The flood, and you don't even have to say it's a worldwide flood coming from your point of view. You could say it's a local flood, you know,
this is
just
going
local
down
flood
another
here,
rabbit
local flood
hole.
here. But yeah, I mean, the fossils that they've dug up are not, they were not actually in an area that was completely covered with sediment. You know, this was an area that was not completely airtight. You know, and it's a fact. I don't know why scientists and why certain people just want to put it to the side. And I'm not saying you're one of them, because you seem like an honest guy, but there's a lot of people that just don't want to talk about those arguments. And I know of scientists, evolutionists that reject Evolution's Achilles Heel, a great documentary debunking evolution, came out recently.